You want to make your fantasy sports league more than a fantasy? Then you need Trophy Smack.
It's the number one store for fantasy and tournament trophies, belts, draft boards, loser awards, and other ridiculous products.
Trophy Smack is more than just a trophy company with outstanding customer service and products. It's the very essence and heart of every fantasy league. And if you click now, TrophySmack.com gives you free shipping, a free loser poster, and can have the hardware to you in a few days, bragging rights included. Go to TrophySmack.com right now and take your fantasy league to the next level.
What's up, and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your hosts, Doug Eddy, Tim Keller, and Tyler Gunther. Bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in-season or off-season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Doug, Tim, and Tyler with another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour podcast. I am sitting in the host chair this week. My name is Tim Keller. Along with me is creator of Dynasty Happy Hour himself, Tyler Gunther. Sir, it's good to see you. You're at work this week doing the podcast. So how you been? How's your day going at work?
Oh, man, it's always good. But yeah, if you can't hear, there's our wonderful helicopter in the background. It doesn't beat the time Liz Loza had a freaking jet fly by
our house. Right over her head.
Yeah. So yeah, everything's good. We just talked about how my son ate a muffin out of the trash. He was a full Costanza. It was the most.
It was on top.
Yeah, and I was laughing so hard, and I told my wife, I'm like, this is the most embarrassed I've been at one of my kids, and it's at my 3-year-old son. It's not at anybody else. My daughter's old enough to do many things embarrassing, but nope, it's not that. It's my son eating a muffin out of the trash. And honestly, I don't think it was on top. I think he had to do a little digging.
It's always tough to discipline the children when you can't keep a straight face. Like, oh my God, you little George Costanza, you shouldn't do that. And you're smiling about it at the same time. But yeah, Doug is not with us. He is out doing his yearly yacht tour. Personally, I think he's out looking for some WAP. That is, or WAP, whatever that song's called. But I think he's actually looking for some wings and pizza is what Doug's out there for.
I mean, that's not a bad choice. I'm going to have wings tonight. We talked about that. My choice. I'm going to B-Dubs after the podcast for my lunch break. But
and what's your go-to? Like what sauce?
Mango habanero, man.
Okay.
I like the heat.
I hear you. I go with a traditional buffalo. I don't get too fancy with the wings.
I mean, that's not a bad choice. Traditional buffalo is very good. If I go anything buffalo, it's got to be hot. Yes. So I go hot. I have not done blazing. I've done it once, I think, probably when I was 20, and I barely took a bite of a... It was back when they sold legs, like they had leg day at B-Dubs, unlike Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon never went to
never
leg day
at B-Dubs.
But I tried blazing there, and never again. I mean, I've seen a buddy of mine, Al, shout out to you. We had a draft, and his buddy, who's like bodyguard size, took down 18 blazing regular wings. Mm-hmm. Like, it was nothing. Like, he just had water. He was chilling. He was drafting. He was talking. And I'm just, it was like watching one of the wonders of the world happen. Like, you're just like, oh, my God.
We had a live draft at AB Dubs a few years back, and the prior year, there was like a last week 17 games. You just play for fun or you make a fun little bet in the league. So my buddy Kelly, you know Kelly, and another individual in the league made a bet, and the winner would get wings the next year at the draft. So Kelly, knowing that this gentleman did not enjoy hot and spicy things, ordered him a set of blazing wings and then ordered a set of mango habaneros, which are
so good.
Good, but not as spicy. And then switch the stickers on the thing.
Oh, that's so mean. You can't do that. There's a level of pranking you can do, but when it comes to spicy food and heat, like that, you can't do. There's an unwritten rule that you cannot do that to another man.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. But anyways, guys, if you were tuned in, obviously you know that we are live. You can find us both on Periscope or YouTube. Search Dynasty Happy Hour and make
Facebook
sure you
too.
Facebook as well. That's true, Facebook. So make sure you click subscribe on whichever one of those platforms you find the easiest to navigate. That way you never miss out on a show. Also, don't forget to check out DynastyHappyHour.com. Great articles, great content going out. I'd like to highlight the gauntlet of late-round rookie wide receivers. This one done by Chase Vernon. This takes a look at some of the late-round rookies that can make an impact this year. I'm looking at you, Quintez Cephas, and Mr. Joe Reed. Just saying. Late-round rookies. Today's show, obviously, we have some fantasy news. We have our fun little stats and stuff segment, which Jess Tyler is going to be playing this week. And then we have our meat and potatoes of the episode, our last-minute back-to-school shopping segment, where Tyler and I talk about some players that we still want to buy or possibly sell right before the season starts. With that, I wanted to do a quick advertisement read by one of our amazing sponsors. That is the Dynasty Owner. Tim, I know personally. Yes,
you know
sir.
What? I'm gonna give you a little break. I mean, I know we got a lot of sponsor reads. I'm gonna give you a break. I'm gonna take this read. Ooh. I'm not good at reading, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
But the Dynasty Owner is a great app that you need to check out. And I've been looking for a new challenge, which is why I'm playing Dynasty Owner Fantasy this season. Dynasty Owner Fantasy Football unites the fun and excitement of fantasy football with the skill and strategy of a front office. I mean, Madden's coming out. That's coming out this coming week. I got it. So you know what? I'm going to dip my toe into Dynasty Owner as well, because if it's like Madden, it's got to be great. Mm-hmm. Dynasty Owner provides a unique challenge for diehard fantasy football fanatics. Go to dynastyowner.com/DHH. Leagues are forming now. That's dynastyowner.com/DHH. We've all been in league where the winner just got lucky. If you're like me and know you're better than most, Dynasty Owner gives you the platform to prove it. Now, I don't know if I'm better than most, but we'll just go with it. Dynasty Owner favors skilled players who can manage their roster using real NFL salaries within the salary cap. It adds an entirely new level of strategy. Go to dynastyowner.com/DHH. Validate your fantasy football skills. That's dynastyowner.com/DHH. Dynasty Owner, start your dynasty today.
All right. And since you got that one out of the read, after you play Dynasty Owner, you get 11 of your friends, you start a Dynasty Owner league. Go over to TrophySmack.com. Make sure you get your trophy for your leagues from TrophySmack.com. You can upgrade the league today with that trophy from Trophy Smack. They have the trophies, the belts, the rings. They have the draft boards. I believe they have grills now. So you can go all ball with it. You know, get yourself a championship grill. That's
they
pretty sweet.
They have a toilet seat for the loser. They have a toilet seat you can wrap around.
They have the Matthew Berry toppers. The Trump
the
toppers.
Best the participation ribbons. I mean, that is probably the biggest insult, because I remember I was not an athletic kid in high school, and I remember going to these track and field things, and they actually had participation ribbons. And there is nothing more degrading than having them. I'd rather receive nothing personally. Give me nothing.
Yep. but when you go over to Trophy Smack, use the code DHHRING. When you purchase your trophy belt or maybe a grill and get yourself a free $60 championship ring over there at trophysmack.com. Let's get into some of this fantasy news here, Tyler. N'Keal Harry is missing practices up there in New England. As of today, I did hear he's back at practice, but we're talking about a second year player that didn't do much last year in this offense. Should definitely try to be as available as possible this time of year.
Yeah, he needs reps.
Yeah, so I read a little bit of an article where Julian Edelman was kind of saying those same things, that this is the time of year for us to all get our reps, us to all find our fluidity with each other. And it's taken a guy that had issues last year finding his footing in this offense and just kind of putting him on that back page just a little bit more. So I know that Doug and I have both been on that bandwagon of, we think N'Keal Harry still has that talent. Let's not forget, just a little over a year ago, he was a first-round rookie draft talent that many, many people were taking as the wide receiver one in their rookie draft. So,
I mean, his combine, remember the combine, Tim? There's two players you and I even said, like, there's two players standing out, and it was Paris Campbell, who's a huge buy, and N'Keal Harry was the alpha at the combine. You could tell he's smooth. You could tell he knew what he was doing on that, on the football field. So yeah, I mean, if he can put it all together, he's going to explode. Hopefully he doesn't Corey Davis though.
Yes. That'd be pretty terrible. I do like his size and frame with the, presumptive starting quarterback in Cam Newton there. So let's talk about the presumptive backup quarterback to Cam Newton. That'd be Jared Stidham. He is battling a leg injury, also missing practice. I think he's actually limited in practice right now. I can't say I'm completely dialed in, another wonderful podcast on this feed, on the New England Patriots camp as of right now. But Jared Stidham, it looked like he was going to be the starter. They got Cam.
Yeah, Cam's still running away with it. I mean, Hoyer's running with the twos. Yeah, yeah, Hoyer's running with the twos. And Stidham is watching. Stidham, I am so sorry. I thought he was going to be a thing. Man, it has been a fall from grace, which is a great reason why we're doing today's podcast. Like, buys and sells right before the season starts. Stidham should have been a sell before even, probably in May, he should have been a sell. Even in June before Cam signed.
The second Tom Brady went somewhere, Stidham should have been a sell.
Stidham should have been a sell. And I think these are lessons that we learn, that even if they don't have a high draft, a high draft grade, or where they're drafted,
the pedigree.
I mean, we got to look at that and put more weight on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do know that before the injury, Stidham obviously wasn't looking great in camp. I think he threw something like 7 picks to lead the team in interceptions there, but
ungood.
Yeah, ungood. Dallas Clark. I'm sorry, not Dallas Clark. Dallas Goedert.
Wait, he's coming back? Dallas Clark's coming back?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Dallas Goedert. I get my Dallas tight ends mixed up. Dallas Goedert is missing practice right now for the Philadelphia Eagles. He has a hairline fracture in his thumb. From what I'm hearing, they think it's a minor issue, but obviously they want to take the time and let this heal properly, so we don't have a reoccurring injury come actual football time.
It was from his face hitting the floor when he got knocked out. Ooh. He tried to catch himself. I mean, first of all, I'm watching Letterkenny, and even in that show, they know not to sucker punch anybody. So don't sucker punch people, because if you do, you're probably going to get it right back.
Yeah, give your balls a tug.
Allegedly.
Reports on Alvin Kamara contract extension are picking up. Obviously, we all expect Alvin Kamara to have that bounce back performance this year. What do you think? What do you think he's worth? Do you think the Saints get something done with Alvin Kamara before the season starts?
I mean, they should. And once Alvin Kamara's contract gets done, I think Dalvin Cook's comes quickly. Right, I think they'll finally have a number with that. But yeah, I do think that he will get a contract extension, if not before season, during the season. I don't think he's going to be too expensive. I mean, I get he's a huge chunk of that offense, but I don't think he's going to get that crazy money.
$10 million a year mark?
Yeah, I could see him at 10 to 12, which is I think where every other running back other than McCaffrey and Barkley will probably end up.
Okay. Yeah, it's tough to go too much higher than that for the running backs these days, that's for sure. Let's talk about one of everybody's favorite speedsters at the wide receiver position in this draft class, KJ Hamler.
No, you said it wrong. KJ Hamstringler.
Hamstringler is going to miss a couple weeks because of that hamstring. Obviously, for these speed-based individuals, the hamstrings are always a concern. But let's look at this depth chart behind KJ Hamler and try to guess at who we think might have an uptick in value off of this. Obviously, we had Tim Patrick who showed a little bit last season.
Nope. Keep going. Okay. You know where I'm going.
Deshaun Hamilton?
Yes.
Tyler?
Dear really? God, let it be Deshaun Hamilton. Dear God. Like, that is, we're going over players that we are on a hill and on the hill buys. He was probably my third choice, and it's because I can't quit him.
He was in the conversation for me as well for that I just can't quit you by type player that we're going to discuss later, because I do have him on quite a few rosters because I still think it's there somewhere.
I mean, the talent is there. He's a he's a very good route runner. Mm-hmm. He just had a lot of lower body injuries really hamper him throughout his career. And he's a guy that he needed to be on the field to prove it. Like we say in Hard Knocks, like Eckler needed that preseason to show what he's about. And Deshaun Hamilton needed every little ounce of playing time he could get to show what he can do. And he can do a lot. We've seen bits and pieces. He just has been so hurt that it sucks.
Yep, it does. Adjust your rankings. Christian McCaffrey is not aiming for another 1,000 yard season when it comes to the rushing.
He's going for 2,000.
I was going to say, it doesn't say he's not going for 15 to, you know, 20 yeah. and 20. Like, let's go. Would you adjust your rankings because a player says something like that?
No. I mean, McCaffrey is so safe and so good. Let's just forget about this news. Let's talk about a Patriot backfield that has Damian Harris just lighting up the practices. And Damian Harris is a guy that everybody liked. J Mike, it was his dude coming out. I know J Mike was all over him, so I'll give him some props. But Damian Harris is like turning heads in camp behind about 30 other running backs. They are the Chicago Bears with their tight ends. The Patriots are with their running backs. So Damian Harris, are you going to sell him before you see anything? Are you looking to hold? Well, this
no,
is
I'm holding Damian Harris right now. As a matter of fact, early this offseason, you know, when the rookie scouting was being done, I was out there shopping for Damian Harris, trying to get him on
the
cheap.
He's a very good running back.
Because, you know, you're 12 months removed from the last time people really saw Damian Harris, and that was when they were doing their film watching the year before and watching his college tape before he came into the league. And then he had a rookie season where he did next to nothing. So it's kind of one of those out of sight, out of mind guys. So yeah, back in the March, April timeframe, the beginning of the COVID, I was out there trying to buy as many Damian Harris shares as I could, because I thought that if the Sony Michel news continued to linger into the summer, like it has, I didn't see the Lamar Miller signing coming, but I figured that Sony news would continue to linger.
Neither did Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
Wait, what? True. You want me? Yeah.
Wait, do you have the right number? You do know who I am, right? But yeah, I was trying to buy him then because I assumed that there was going to be an increase in value. I obviously didn't think he could get too much lower. But yeah, as of right now, I still think he's a buy. I'm not trying to sell him. I'm not trying to hold him. If you have another owner in your league that has that Damian Harris share that you want to try to get your hands on, I say go for it. Go pay the price to get Damian Harris now. The last piece of news, and I threw this one here at the end. It's not really fantasy related, but Earl Thomas has been released by the Ravens today. You know, there was reports at the end of last season saying he was unwilling to learn the full playbook. He was admitting to taking off plays.
Dude's crazy.
And then today he got in a fight with Chuck Clark, I want to say, of the Baltimore Ravens, who at this point in their careers, Chuck's a little more valuable at defense than Earl Thomas. So I wouldn't put it past the Cowboys. I think they're going to come get their guy, because we know when the Seahawks thing happened a few years back, he was saying, Dallas, come get me.
So the issue with Earl Thomas is, I even saw it on Twitter. I forgot what his name is. He's a guy that has a green background. I'll put it that way, but it slims it down. But he said that Earl Thomas is the Antonio Brown of defense, and it's completely true. Earl Thomas is crazy, crazy, crazy.
Possibly. All right, so let's do our last ad read before we get into our stats and stuff. And our last ad read comes from Manscaped. Now, I am going to let you know, I have used this Manscaped product multiple times now since we have gotten our free products to try, so we could speak about the product with some sort of intelligence. And I can tell you that it is fantastic. Manscaped has re-engineered the electric trimmer. The engineering team has spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created, and they've just released the Lawnmower 3.0. I've used this Lawnmower 3.0 multiple times. It is fantastic. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge made with a ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents, thanks to Manscaped's advanced safe skin technology. When I tell you this is premium, I absolutely mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. It is water resistant, so you can take it in the shower. And one of the coolest features, it has an LED light, which illuminates the grooming areas. So, hey, that last minute in the dark grooming, no worries. It's got that light on it. You can see what you're doing. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM. That's revolutions per minute motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show off your mower loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is convenient. Charging dock is powered by a USB. If you were listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience this firsthand yourself. Let's trim that junk of yours. Get 20% off plus the free shipping when you use the code DHH at manscaped.com. And I'm telling you, your balls will thank you. And FF Intervention, I see in the chat. I'll send you the photos after the episode's up. So Tyler, let's get
go ahead. I mean, it's a great product, and I have even, you can go on and you can get what they have, the weed whacker for your nose. We were just off air talking about allergies, and I had the worst allergy day of my life. I go up there, I trim those nose hairs, even ear hairs, and it takes care of it like that. It's awesome, and it helps. I mean, what little traps those little allergens? It's your nose hairs, and what gets rid of them? The weed whacker. I mean, it's the best.
And one of the products you like the most that we got to try out was the ball deodorant. They have that great ball deodorant. They have the reviving spray. I'm telling you, all their products that I've got to try have been fantastic. The anti-chafing underwear, I wear those to work. I wear them around the house. Obviously, I wash them in between.
It's almost like you're wearing nothing.
Yeah. They feel awesome. And I have not chafed not one time while wearing those anti-chafing underwear.
That's true.
All right, Tyler, let's get into the stats and stuff. It's just you. You're out there all alone. You're on an island today. So player A is 26 years old, has 223 carries. I'm assuming this is all for last year.
Yep, and they scored 200-plus PPR points in 2019. They're running backs.
Okay. I don't read. The line right above this does say that in 2019, both scored over 200 PPR points. So player A, 26 years old, had 223 carries, 31 receptions, and has a startup ADP of 51. Player B is 2 years older at 28 years old, had 67 carries, much less work in the rushing game, but 72 receptions and has a startup ADP of 121. So Tyler, we have 2 years age difference. One is obviously more of a running back. The other one seems to be more of a third down back. But both have scored over 200 points. Which guy would you rather have in a PPR format?
Oh, man. This is tough. Player B, I think, is James White. So
I have player B.
And player A at 26 years old with that ADP. Oh, God. That's a tougher one. I'm trying to stall to try to figure out where that player would play. Stalling. I'm going to go with the younger player at running back. James White is very valuable. So
you're going to go with the younger player at running back. 223 carries, 31 receptions, a startup ADP of 51.
My guess was Gurley. Like, we have some people in the chat.
We have people in the chat saying Gurley, and that is 100% correct. Todd Gurley is player A. 223 carries, 31 receptions, startup value.
I mean, would it be crazy if White scores more than Gurley this year? But I doubt it. I think Gurley's a game changer.
Yeah, who's gonna take points away from Gurley in Atlanta?
Ito Smith. God, he was so bad. Unless he's completely changed his whole entire profile at running back. He's not it. Brian Hill, maybe. Brian McKnight Hill.
Back at one. We're back at one.
Yes.
Oh, got
the classics.
One. Yes. See, Doug's not the only one that gets pop culture references sometimes. Got one.
I mean, Gurley is going to be great this year. I think after this year, though, is going to be kind of a year by year. You kind of hope you keep getting you're going to keep getting more. He's a guy that if you're not going to trade this year, that you are going to have him on your team for probably his dynasty career, because he's going to be worth more on your team and worth more to you than he will be worth in a trade value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Intervention's asking in the chat, how did they not draft an RB? I was saying about week 3-4 into last season that the 101 in next year's draft was going to be whatever running back the Atlanta Falcons drafted. But that's not the way they went. So maybe there's next year. There's always next year.
I mean, there's a mock draft by the draft dudes that mm-hmm. in the draft network that they have them taking Travis Etienne. Yeah, like 16 next year in the draft. Yeah, that would be very nice. Very, very nice. And yeah, honestly, I agree in the chat. I think they should have drafted somebody. There's a lot of running backs that fell that were very good running backs. And mm-hmm. I mean, even maybe they're waiting for somebody to get dropped, which would that could be a possibility. Whoever drops off another roster could be a fit. Corey Clement would be perfect there. But it's not a podcast unless I mention them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show. Let's do our back to school shopping, Tyler. So we have a couple categories here. The first one being the sell now before the season while they are still at top value. So we reached out to Doug. We got his answers kind of without any sort of stats or explanation yeah. behind them. So I'll share his first, and then you can go and kind of give the rundown of you know, all the stats and things you've dug up, stats and stuff. So Doug's player to sell now before the season while they are still at top value is Travis Kelce. I've heard Doug talk about Travis Kelce on his podcast over there at Trophy Time and as well as here. I kind of agree with him that Travis Kelce's probably going to start to slide a little bit. I think that Kittle's probably going to usurp him as the tight end one, you know, starting next year in drafts. So if you want to try to sell Kelce while he's still tight end one, I think he's got a couple more years where he's going to hang out in that tight end two, tight end three range. But yeah, I think his reign as tight end one is probably over. So
yeah, like Chase said in the chat, it's going to be the most you can ever get for Kelce. And that's going to be a good segue for my guy. And Tim, what is what we talk about with a player being 101? Like, what is a strategy you and I have kind of agreed on now?
The 101 doesn't stay 101 too long.
Yes.
Once they get there, there's nowhere to go but down.
And my sell now at top value is the 101 of receivers, and that is Michael Thomas. Now, Michael Thomas now has Emmanuel Sanders. He has George Kuk and Jared Kuk and a healthy Kamara. Now, the thing is he saw 186 targets last year, which is nuts. And it's an outlier. 2016, 121. 2017, 149, which is still a ton. 2018, 147. Now, he is the first receiver taken off the boards. And why not get top value now? Because when Drew Brees is gone after this year, who knows how him and Jameis are going to connect. I think Jameis is going to be their quarterback, but Jameis likes to spread the ball, and he also is a guy that likes to spread the ball to the defense. Say,
he'll share it with all the players on his team and then some of the other team as well. Everybody catches a pass.
I mean, nobody said Jameis was not a generous man. He's a very generous man. He's like Santa. I mean, everybody gets an interception. He's the Oprah of quarterbacks.
You know, here's a little known fact about that old crab leg story is he was actually going to go make the crab legs in the parking lot and share it with other shoppers.
That's true. That's all he wanted. And he forgot his wallet. Just forgot his wallet. And he's like, I'm sharing today.
I need to share something.
I mean, Michael Thomas is the ultimate value. And Michael Thomas for DJ Moore plus, you could probably get a first round with that. I mean, depending on the owner, you could probably get a first with DJ Moore, and I would do that all the time. Get a little younger. Michael Thomas is going to be, I think, 28. He's getting up there in age. So he's my sell. And that is, people are going to kind of roll their eyes, but man, you can get top value for Michael Thomas. I would do that all the time.
Well, my sell now while they are still at top value actually hurts my heart.
It's gonna hurt you.
It stings a little bit, but it is Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, we know that the Packers went and drafted themselves a beast of a man there at running back.
All thighs.
Well, no, have you seen the calves? He's all calves too. He is all lower body, period.
I mean, people say they drafted the next Derrick Henry there. He's got double the size of a lower body than Henry. So
Henry, for as big as he is, has a lot of wiggle. I don't see that same sort of wiggle out of AJ Dillon. So
no,
that's just my opinion.
Combine like Tarzan, played on tape like Jane.
Mm-hmm. So Aaron Jones last year started all 16 games. He rushed for 16 touchdowns and then had another three through the air. So that's 19 total touchdowns. That, I believe, is going to come way down. I think that Aaron Jones should probably end up in that like 12, 13, maybe touchdown range. That's probably the top end of his touchdowns this year. I believe, as big as AJ Dillon is, that if they get down there on that, you know, first and goal from the one, why not just put that massive guy in there to just plunge ahead and push the pile for that 1 yard. So Aaron Jones should probably lose a couple of those nice and easy touchdowns, but let's not forget that Aaron Jones did a lot of his work from outside the 10 yard range, even though he is currently going off at RB 16. I just think his best year's behind him. I think he's had his career year. I don't see him replicating the 19 touchdowns. He's in a contract year. He could be somewhere else next year. And we just don't know exactly where that could be. You know, he could go somewhere and be an even stronger committee where he's playing that second fiddle role instead of the starting running back. So I don't see a opportunity where Aaron Jones's value is going to continue to go up. So right now is the peak for Aaron Jones, sadly, but it's time to sell.
I like it.
So our next category we had was sell low before they absolutely have zero trade value. Now here
I want to give an honorable mention, and I almost picked him and I should have. Leonard Fournette. I mean, honorable mention. Leonard Fournette. Cheers, that dude, running. if he falls on his face, that dude is going to he's going to be a backup or just in a huge committee next season. Leonard Fournette, I mean, you look at his stats. Ooh, last year was not good. I mean, he caught a ton of balls, but yikes. I did not like anything coming from Leonard Fournette other than the volume.
I agree. So in this category, the sell low before they have zero trade value. For Doug, he went with James Conner. I could see that, but I could also see a rise for the Steelers offense here this season. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But so with no context and no way to speak on it himself, Doug has said James Conner. So Tyler, who is your guy to sell now before they lose all value?
Yeah, mine is T.Y. Hilton. And he's going to be 31 in November. He's a lot older than I thought. I thought he'd be in this third, like probably 30 just turning. And he's at an age where nobody wants to touch him in Dynasty. I mean, A.J. Green is having trouble hanging on. And Julio, even while producing, he's at the age where people are like, nah, I'm good. So T.Y. Hilton being 31 is going to, you're going to struggle trading him. He's going at wide receiver 43 in DLF ADP. Wide receiver 43. I mean, that's still pretty early for a wide receiver. So there's lots of players around him that I would rather have. Players like T.J. Hockenson in startups are going ahead of behind T.Y. Hilton. Give me Hawk. Denzel Mims, Mike Williams, and Zach Moss. Yes, I would rather have Zach Moss than T.Y. Hilton. That is saying something. Just T.Y. Hilton. They've got lots of younger players coming in. You got Phillip Rivers, who doesn't really go with his skill set, because I think Paris Campbell's probably more of that weapon short to the or close to the line of scrimmage type player that they want to use more. And Hilton as a deep threat, I mean, it worked with Luck, but without Luck, he's been kind of hard to start and hard to even look at in startups.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And my player here is also a wide receiver, and you actually brought his name up. That is A.J. Green. He turned 32 in July. His last full season of action with the Cincinnati Bengals saw him drop to just over 67 yards per game. And with guys like Tyler Boyd, who began to break out last year, and then this year's rookie T. Higgins, they should start to eat away at his targets a little bit. And in DLF ADP, in a standard league. He goes off the board at wide receiver 48. So again, surprisingly decent value. Obviously, I mean, people are not taking him to be a starter, but they're taking him to be a flex option or a wide receiver 3 or that bye week type fill in. But yeah, when I look at this ADP, I completely agree with you, Tyler. Guys like Noah Fant, you got some quarterbacks there at Carson Wentz. Yet rookies like Denzel Mims, running backs like Ronald Jones is in that area. Zach Moss is in that area. So these are guys I'd rather have over AJ Green at this point in his career. You know, obviously he's given us a whole lot of fantasy gold throughout his career, but the time has come, sir. It is time to move on from AJ Green before he has zero value. And then on the opposite side of that, we want to buy players now before their value goes all the way up. So Tyler, I love your pick. Why don't you just start us off with yours?
Mine is Tua Tagovailoa. Nailed
very
it.
Well done. We're very just gonna, well done.
We're, yeah, so Tua is one of the like big prospects coming out. Everybody was so pumped about him. Then he had the hip injury, and it was one of those injuries where like, is he even going to be a good player anymore? Is he going to recover from this? That's what the worry is. Well, guess what? The hip is 100%. Everything good that could have happened to this man with his hip injury happened. I mean, he's a very humble guy, almost like Russell Wilson, but you know, behind the stage, he's not unlimited. He's actually a normal man. So Tua is a guy that he's a smart kid, and he should have no issue getting a hold of the playbook. He's been there in the training facility for the longest time. I think since like May, he's been there recovering with the hip, working with the trainers, even with COVID. He's been there working with the team. And he's just got a full set of underrated weapons. Gesicki, Preston Williams, Devontae Parker. I mean, 3 years ago, if I told you Devontae Parker was an underrated weapon, I would have laughed. I would have probably just quit the pod and said, "Nope, I'm done." Yeah. That's insane. But no, it's true. And Matt Breida at running back, who's very fast. Well, and you very talked underrated. About
underrated. Jordan Howard.
Yeah, while Jordan not Howard.
Sexy. It's I cannot ever bring myself to pay the price to get Jordan Howard on a team of mine, but just produces. He just goes out there and gets the tough yards and produces.
Ugh. Yes. And also, they've got a good defense in Miami. People forget the free agency money they spent. They got Van Noy. They got the corner from Dallas.
I think that defense is still going to be a little rough around
the I place. Beg to differ. I think that defense is going to be outstanding. Flores, I think, is a very, very good young and up-and-coming coach.
Absolutely. I love the coach.
And honestly, once he has a string of good games, Tua's going to be untouchable. Like, he'll be a player that once he has a string of 2 to 3 good games and produces for fantasy and you can finally start, he will be untouchable in Dynasty. He's a man that I am going to go buy if I don't already have him before his value just goes through the roof. It becomes the Deshaun Watson value. It becomes those guys that you're just like, no, I don't want to pay that price because I'm giving everything up. I mean, Tua, you could give up a first and 2 seconds. Even if it costs you a first next year, say you're a contending team, and a first in 2022. Because 2022, like, let's be honest, are we thinking that far ahead? No. If you can give those two first for Tua plus a second back, that's an acceptable range right now. And I mean, Mahomes, I don't know if he'll reach that value. Mahomes, you ain't getting for 4 first rounds in Superflex. Yeah. Like that's the value we're talking about. Deshaun Watson and the value of like Lamar Jackson. Those guys are a little more obtainable than Mahomes. And even then, Tua could reach that value. He's just a premium prospect.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Doug's player here is Diontae Johnson. Which is funny because he's betting against the running back there for the Steelers, but then also betting on one of the young wide receivers there for the Steelers. I know Diontae Johnson. I want to say he led the rookies in receptions last year out of a pretty decent wide receiver class. Let's be honest. There were some decent wide receiver prospects in that class last year, and Diontae Johnson led them in receptions even with the less than decent quarterback play that the Steelers suffered with last year. So my player is also a wide receiver also in his second year. That is Paris Campbell. He is currently going off the boards at wide receiver 57. His last year in college, 90 catches for over 1,000 yards in the Big Ten.
His tape was so fun to watch.
Absolutely so fun to watch. He has great speed, great hands. And like Tyler brought him up earlier with T.Y. Hilton probably beginning to hit that decline. The only other legit wide receiver in this receiving corps is the rookie they drafted this year. So I think Paris Campbell was a highly touted college prospect that came into the league. He dealt with some injuries last year, was a rookie himself. Rookies always start slow. So a second year in the league, I could absolutely see Paris Campbell begin to take off with this offense and his price going way, way up. I don't see Paris Campbell getting that spot where he's, you know, untouchable or, you know, out of the realm of realistic possibilities, you know, for his value. But what you pay now versus what I think you're going to pay in 10 months, I think there's a large, large difference. So let's go and get ourselves some Paris Campbell now before that value spikes.
Where was Paris Campbell drafted in rookie drafts last year, Tim?
I want to say Paris Campbell was probably late first, beginning of the second round.
Yeah. Drafts. Yeah. Let's not forget that. Yeah. I mean, he was a very highly touted receiver coming out. A lot of people liked him. A lot of smart people liked him. Zach from the Dynasty Dummies liked him a lot. And I trust his evaluation. And I, like I said, he was one of the only two receivers I saw in the combine last year that was like, he's in a different tier. And yeah, his route running, yeah,
for sure.
He was crisp. He was catching the ball away from his body, strong hands. He could be a dominating second year player.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, I don't see him, you know, being this Michael Thomas sphere next year where he's just, you know, the wide receiver one. But just think of if you could got in on Apple stock when it was just a couple bucks to where it is now, that price range, you don't want to buy Apple, you know, today. It's way too high. I'm not saying you don't want to buy Apple, but obviously you'd rather pay the lower price and enjoy being able to sell off at the high price. So,
but I mean, if you did want to buy Apple, let's move on to our next segment.
Well, buy high due to the chance they gain even more value. So Doug obviously has just Tyler. If it's not Corey Clement for you, it's Doug mentioning Terry McLaurin. So Doug's guy is Terry McLaurin, and for obvious reasons.
I mean, Terry McLaurin is a lot of people's dude.
Yeah.
So
there's no one else. There's no one else on that team.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to get
all that's so true. I mean, Antonio Gibson is all over the place at camp. So he could be a guy that could shock people with 60 catches because he's going to be everywhere. So yeah, other than that, they got nobody. So Terry McLaurin, yeah, he's a guy that I've drafted in the fifth or sixth round in startups all year because I think his value is going to go all the way up.
Yep. All right. So Tyler, who is your guy?
My guy is DK Metcalf. Yeah. I mean, we talk about camp hype. DK Metcalf has done everything. We talk about Matt Harmon and that drum beat. You've heard it a bunch. The philosophy of the drum beat, the constant drum beat of positive news. And that's all DK has had. And it's great to see. I mean, you see clips of DK just owning people in camp. So DK is going at wide receiver 13, 38 overall in DLF ADP. Now let's talk about his reception perception. Remember when he couldn't run routes? His three cones sucked. He can't run routes. All he can do is run straight or catch the ball and run with the ball in his hands. Well, you know what? He was, you know, reception perception with Matt Harmon. He's 85th percentile success versus man. And he was also 79th percent success versus press. The dude wins in every aspect. I only saw two reds in his reception perception little thing. And it was on routes that he hardly ran. I mean, DK, yes, he ran more nine routes than slants, but he's very, very good at those two routes. And he succeeds in other routes as well, which the reception perception proves it.
And when all else fails, he's got the athletic ability. You can just toss it up for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have seen his floor, I think. 100 targets last season, 58 receptions, 900 yards, and 7 touchdowns. As a rookie, and he didn't even get off to a hot start. It was like, oh crap, DK Metcalf is not not run so hot. He's not with the starters. And, you know, Jerome Brown had starts before him. And then, you know, it hit about week five. And then you saw DK hit the field and he had that long touchdown bomb. Remember that one catch for, it was like 48 yards and the touchdown. Mm-hmm. And that's when he was like, it's happening. This is happening. DK Metcalf is one of those guys that if he hits his ceiling, it's wide receiver one. It's Julio Jones. He's got that athletic profile. And honestly, I think he could be a top 10, top five receiver in ADP next year. So if you're going to buy, yes, you're buying high, but you are not buying at his complete ceiling or even close to it right now. So go out and buy DK Metcalf and help yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Completely agree there with DK Metcalf. It's a wide receiver show, obviously, because my guy is Juju Smith-Schuster, 166 targets in 2018, the last time Ben was healthy, with over 1,400 yards. He is currently going off at wide receiver seven. The other receivers there are James Washington and Deontay Johnson. I believe that Juju Smith-Schuster, with a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, can get back to that 2018 form. Now, I kind of blew through him quick because I don't know what was going through my head when I did this, but I mean, he was my guy last year in the rookie class. He was tell my him. Guy all tell last him, year. No. So you know what? I really do believe that about Juju Smith-Schuster, but really, really my guy for this, you brought up DK. I'll raise you to AJ Brown, his college teammate.
That was your
really,
dude.
He's always been my dude. In 11 games started, he saw 84 targets, had over 1,050 yards with 8 touchdowns. I mean, this guy only had 68% of the snap share last year. You get him up into that 70-80% range. I mean, this guy could probably see what he had 84 targets last year. Let's get him that 120 target range. That I mean, play you're action.
You're talking about percentages on the field. Well, I mean, all the news you hear about is he's working on conditioning so he can play more. So he can be, you know,
available.
Be on the be available more and kind of have that burst constantly and consistently on the field.
And you want to talk about that burst. This guy, you get him on that quick slant. You know, he might have had 7 air yards and then he breaks another 15.
You can't tackle him. Yeah, you can't
15
tackle
yards
him.
After the catch. I mean, the guy was a yak absolute monster last year. So I absolutely love AJ Brown. I loved him during the process. I loved what I saw from him once he got the opportunity to start. So let's take that 84 receptions, get him up above 100. We'll get those catches somewhere in that 75 to 85 range. I mean, this guy could have 1,300 yards, get double digit touchdowns. It's going to be, you know, just skyrockets for AJ Brown. So I could see his value getting even higher by this point next year. So Tyler, let's talk about some of these old guys, some of these crusty old vets that, hey, if you're in the championship window, maybe it's worth buying a crusty old vet every once in a while. So who's your guy? We forgot to ask Doug this one, so we don't have one for Doug.
Yeah.
We'll just give him Julian Edelman because he's a Pats fan.
Yeah, or Sony Michel. Just because we want him to hate him.
We're selling Sony Michel, so Doug will buy him from us. So there you go.
Yeah. Mine is going to be Le'Veon Bell. And this is the first time I've ever suggested buying Le'Veon Bell for the past 5 years. I've always wanted to sell him. I've never been too big of a fan of him just because off the field and his production was, I think it was more team-based than it was anything. And Le'Veon Bell, I mean, he's pretty much wrote for dead. Now he's on the Jets. He's got, you know, what the footballers call the poop factor with Adam Gase. So he's going at RB28 in DLF ADP, which is 73 overall. That's a very good value for a guy that's going to be an RB2, RB3 for your team. And honestly, I think you could trade 2 seconds for Le'Veon Bell and get him no problem. Probably get a little extra if you wanted, just because I think people want to get out of Le'Veon Bell. So if you're a contender and you need that RB2, RB3 for a little more depth in this season because of COVID, Le'Veon Bell's a perfect value for that. He's going to catch a ton of balls. It's a second year in the system. Their offensive line got better. Le'Veon Bell is going to be a solid producer for you. You're not going to expect that RB1 that you had before, but he's going to be a guy that's going to get you through weeks if you need him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I can't believe that in 2020, I'm bringing up this gentleman's name, but I'm also bringing up a running back And he used to be that guy, you know, we talked about earlier that 101 doesn't stay the 101 too long.
God, yeah.
This was the last guy that really maintained the 101 for a handful of years. That's Adrian Peterson.
So I want to say you're talking about this in 2020. Mm-hmm. 2007. Mm-hmm. I saw his first touchdown live as a rookie. 2007.
Yeah. And as a running back, a 13-year career makes you an old, old man now.
Yeah.
You know, quarterbacks do this these days. Tight ends like Tony Gonzalez and guys like him play into their late 30s and things of that nature. But Adrian Peterson at this point is an elder statesman. I think he and Frank Gore have a bet of who's going to retire first at this point.
I mean, Frank Gore's going to outlast him. I mean, let's be honest. AP is Terminator, and Frank Gore is a Twinkie and cockroach mixed together.
Yeah.
It's a
cream-filled cockroach is what Frank Gore is.
All right, everybody. We talked about our dirty crusties. We lost Tim. Tim has been lost for the night, so it's just going to be me for the moment and time being until the end of the episode. Let's see here. The I Can't Quit You By. This is going to be the fun one. I had trouble with this one. And honestly, it was between three people. It was between J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. There's another player that I'm now blanking on. It's not Moncrief. Don't worry. But my one player is James Washington. James Washington is a guy that I can't give up. I had him ranked very closely with DJ Moore his rookie year. So DLF ADP of 143 over, and that's overall wide receiver 57, just pretty much left for dead. He was a second round pick just in 2018, very talented receiver. He won the best receiver in college football with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. I mean, Juju Smith couldn't even be a good receiver with Mason Rudolph. So Deontay Johnson is not the deep threat and neither is Juju. Who is? It's James Washington. And honestly, let me blow your minds with these stats. He had the quietest jump from year one to year two. Year one, his rookie year, 2018, 16 catches, 217 yards, one touchdown. You know what? 2019, he had 44 catches, 735 yards, and three touchdowns. Just super quiet production. And that big of a rise, wouldn't you think he would be up there in ADP? Like, holy cow, he took a jump from year one to year two. No. People are sleeping on this guy. So give me James Washington for a very cheap price. And honestly, the production could come still. I like Deontay Johnson as much as everybody else, but James Washington is as much of a talent as Deontay Johnson, and people forget about that. Tim went with Evan Engram. He's tight end 4. He saw over 10 targets a game last season when he played. The only issue with him is he's always hurt. Now, last year of college, he had 65 catches, 926 yards. Very good tight end. Just always hurt. So Evan Engram was his, and Dawson Knox. I mean, Dawson Knox is his dude. If Dawson Knox can compete at all for that starting job and get targets, that's what he needs. He needs those targets. Dawson Knox is a super talented tight end. But yeah, that is going to be our episode. We can't do the Dynasty Trade Calculator game because I'm the only one here. J-Jaw was going to be it. J-Jaw, I mean, let's be honest. The value I would probably take for J-Jaw if he was on my team is nothing. He's a hold for me. But you could probably go get J-Jaw for a third-round pick, and he could be a huge boost to your team. He could actually be a starter over Jalen Reagor. All J-Jaw needed was to get over that rookie hump, the kind of yips J-Jaw had in the season. I thought he always overthought it on the field. Very talented player. Reason why he was considered in the first round last year in the NFL draft. But everybody, don't forget to check out DynastyHappyHour.com. Tons of new articles coming out. Two a day. Two articles a day. These writers are pushing articles out. It's awesome. Guess what, guys? We're going to have a new swag store coming out. We're going to have new shirts, jackets, hats, anything you want. They're coming out soon. We are working with some great people to get those out. And also, next week, we have some news coming at you, what we're going to do in season. We're going to change things up. And yes, you might not see as much as us in season, but we do have other things for you coming up. We plan on busting that news out next week on the podcast where all three of us will be here Tim will finally get you that good internet. We'll get you connected. But man, you guys, it's been fun. It's been a good episode. I'm sorry about the connection. Thank you for the questions on the chat. Yes, we are on Facebook, Periscope, and YouTube. The chat kept me busy while I was sitting here all awkward and stuff all by myself. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody, for everything you guys do for DHH. And I love you.
That's all the time we have for Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. Doug at DaFantasyFather, Tim at DHH underscore Tim, Tyler at DHH underscore Tyler. Check out DynastyHappyHour.com for rankings, articles, ADP, shirts, and so much more. Need a question answered on the show? Hit the guys up on Twitter at DynastyHHPod, on the contact link on the site, or by email. DHH at DynastyHappyHour.com. Music is brought to you by the Fantasy Hitman, Mike Wright. We'll catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour.